You lift him?
Yeah. There's nothing to build big legs and squats.
I love Tom Platz so much. You listen to Tom Platz?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love, like, he should run for president.
He should.
That would be the best. Just like, we're just going to go this way.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to go with Tom Platz.
We're going to lean into this.
Big legs. He's just like little Irish, like at like the G4 conference.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like big legs. He's talking to a woman. The purity. There's doing legs, and then there's squatting.
Talking to Angela Merkel?
But Tom, how do you feel about the IMF? And see, a calf workout, you got to exhaust your legs. Legs can take a lot of reps.
Mm. That's fascinating. Legs, he's a big leg guy.
Leg guy.
He's all about the legs.
You need to be all about the legs.
It's counterintuitive, because if you want to be a big muscle guy, you'd think you want to be muscle guy.
Yeah.
You'd think big chest and upper body.
Not Tom Platz.
That's not the way we actually go to get that, though. We got to start with the legs.
Fundamentals.
The legs are the base of the building.
Push it. Achieve failure. Now, the only place to go is up.
Damn.
But I think there was something cool that he said. He had like a 56 Corvette, like mm-hmm. the old school, the first gen.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he couldn't even get his legs underneath the steering wheel.
Wow.
And there's a one on Facebook Marketplace for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And now I see it's like a driver. It's like a $38,000 56 Vet.
Yeah.
Which isn't like a bad convertible size-wise. Mm-hmm. I saw one time that was well done.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay.
Can you type in C1 convertible Corvette?
Like, as far as a resto mod goes, like, just the...
The C2?
Maybe it's C2. Yeah, it's definitely that.
It's the two headlamps?
No, it's the C1.
Oh, this?
Okay. Yeah. It's just like the C1 looks like such a little mobile. Look up pictures.
It's so cute, though. I love it so much.
But size-wise, though, like, if you just...
It's so sweet looking.
Yeah, it does look like my chair.
I gotta have one.
The dimensions are good. It's got like the Fox body dimensions.
Uh-huh.
Where it just hits you kind of right.
I mean, Chris, scroll up here. There's nothing about this that's like absent from the gull wing Mercedes. Now you leave the AC on. Like it's essentially
a 190.
Maybe it's a little bit less sophisticated, but it's not that far off from
in
having that DNA, that beauty in it.
The thought of driving it never with a top on in California weather.
Mm-hmm.
Like having just a carport and leaving it, oh, it's going to rain. I better put it underneath the carport.
Yeah.
Or I better throw a sheet over it.
Okay.
Like that's the most amount of work. And you just kind of run it like a little shitter.
Mm-hmm.
But Tom Platz squeezing in one and him saying like he turned down like 20% of Gold's Gym so he could buy a Corvette.
Whoa.
And he said he fucked up.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
This was back in the day.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit.
Like Venice, he was working out, and they were like, I could have had Gold's Gym. Instead, I wanted a car and a beauty.
Damn.
He's kind of interesting. Like, Tom Platz is, I've heard everything he's ever said.
Interesting guy.
He is an interesting guy. He's like a love struck. His girl fucked his workout partner. I was brokenhearted.
Whoa.
I came back from touring, from competing. And if you look, he looks like fucking Jack Kurt Russell.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. So even this guy gets cheated on?
Right.
Holy
what a bitch.
Shit.
What a slut.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't bode well for all the incels out there worried about being cheated on. That yeah. Tom Platz is getting cheated on.
What?
You gotta be careful, fellas.
Even apparently girls don't really care about big legs.
Yeah, no. That actually is very true.
I'm sad because
if anything, they're grossed out by the big legs.
They shouldn't be. They should be as turned on as I am right now. Something good about
should be titillated.
If you could over accentuate one major feature of muscular development on your body, given your current chassis, what would you take?
Definitely the hock right there,
the one on the bottom. Right?
Yeah, the one. Yeah, probably the hocks in between my thighs. Get them,
oh my god!
Get them chafing. Get them cooked up.
Yeah, damn it!
Mm-hmm.
Look at the fucking
it's the fourth hole.
4 inches below your asshole. Look at that thing. It looks like a fucking whale pussy down there. Holy
wow,
shit.
It does.
I mean, morbidly obese women kind of developed in the same area.
Yeah.
They have the same looking thing, just yeah. in a different region of their body.
Man, oh man. Big broads, big ladies.
What? What are you staring at?
Yeah, no, that's good that you listen to Tom Platz, though.
I know.
He's very motivating.
Yeah.
And I like him screaming at people when they're failing. They're doing like rep 20, and he's like, all right, you're good for 10 more.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa.
Well, you know what? The other thing about him is that he's still around.
Yeah.
Right? Like he didn't, longevity is underappreciated in my opinion. I think for somebody to be doing it this hard back in the day and he's still around.
Yeah.
That has to count for something. Did he say kill me?
Yes.
Well,
I think the whole entire world needs that, including women and children
in Southeast Asia.
Yeah. Can you imagine if Southeast Asia got that in their fucking Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
What the hell would they do with it?
It would be an entire. That would change global politics overnight.
Ladyboys flying here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kill me.
Kill me. My guy pussy. Like jet in like little rinky dink retired fighter jets from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
They're like parachuting into Washington, D.C., like fucking butt naked landing on like the House of Congress. Just like breaking through the window. You know those like windows that like SWAT always looks through that look like that on a flat roof?
No.
Like a flat roof government building would have like the windows like that. They're skylights essentially.
Yeah.
Where they break through them in mm-hmm. movies, like Jean-Claude Van Damme movies.
Yeah, yeah.
It would just be ladyboys coming down like butt naked and
on wires.
Yeah, jumping on senators' backs mm-hmm. and like not even fucking them, making the senators fuck them.
Okay.
Imagine initiating sex where you get fucked, but you initiate it fully.
Okay.
Fully?
Yeah. Your time now, Superman. All right, Mr. Hughes, time for fuck me hard. Pantsing a congressman and making him fuck you. What's new? What's the newest, hottest thing going on in your life right now?
Nothing much. I mean, we're just trying to, we're starting a new, we did have one thing. We had one thing that we released into the world, a top secret thing, and it didn't get traction, so I think we're gonna abandon it.
I think there's something to that though. It exists in a void though. There's no.
Yeah, but it got like 15 views, so I think we can just safely kind of. Let me actually look it up. We could show Nick and just cut it out of the thing here.
What is it?
So yeah, that's we dropped that. Didn't go super hot. And we're just moving forward with the other stuff we were doing last time. We're doing some game. We're starting to talk about game.
Real game?
Mm-hmm. Well, precursor game, prologue game. So it's going to be like what's called a vertical slice, which is where you take the actual final gameplay mechanics. You try to build the actual game, but then as far as the levels go, you make a limited limited level, limited environment. So we might do that, or we might do
that sounds like a good way to do it.
Sort of like a V1.0 where it's we're deliberately leaving out some complexity and features and just doing like a
to get the engine right?
Sort of play test type thing. To get an engine up and running, to get a gotcha. A version of it up and running.
That makes very practical. That's like you don't want to live in the first house you build because you know the first one's going to be the worst one.
Hmm. Mm.
Like there's no way this mm-hmm. house is like there's so much I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
I had a building inspection, a framing inspection this morning
mm-hmm.
and it passed.
Oh,
and
good.
I was like, when you call in for a framing inspection,
yeah.
it's like calling in, getting an STD test on every girl you've ever fucked.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, what? Yeah. Remember that girl you hooked up with when you were 21, the one in college that was really slutty. Yeah, she ended up getting AIDS. I don't know if you were like before or after or around, but she does have HIV. She is currently full-blown AIDS. So you might want to call yourself or get checked for AIDS. Full blood test. Like it gives you like that level of paranoia.
Yeah.
There's just a guy looming around your project
yeah.
that can come in at any moment and then be like, oh, that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, well, there's a lot to take apart. Like I'd have to pull like a beam out
Yeah.
Like support it. And then it could be like a $30,000 problem. Well, not really, but it would be like a $9,000 labor problem. That's mm-hmm. like out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And it passed. And I was like, I felt like the ultimate warrior talking about dreams and night. You ever see like the ultimate warrior meme?
No.
I am inside your night. It was look up like homeless guy outside 7-Eleven ultimate warrior meme. It's my favorite. The home, what is it? Homeless guy. Yeah, this is it. Crackhead outside. That's fine. This is my favorite meme of all time.
Come on in. Your nightmares are the best part of my day. Ah, you can feel it, dude. You can feel it. Ah, the heavens have opened up from above, and the warriors are fucking. You felt the power makes the skies.
Holy shit.
It's this. I'm in 7-Eleven taking money out of the ATM, and it's like the crackhead outside the window staring at me.
Holy shit.
I love that fucking meme.
Can we watch more Ultimate Warrior just for a second, Chris?
Yeah.
Just on YouTube, just have an Ultimate Warrior compilation or something.
Ah, you can feel it, dude!
They couldn't rein him in, I guess.
Oh, my God.
He has the script behind the belt.
It says none of that. It says talk about the match, please.
Well, the writing, it's like kind of good.
It's incredible. Was he a good wrestler?
He had a rough go.
Can we see some of his moves?
Who is this guy?
The Ultimate Warrior?
The Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, that's his name?
Yeah.
Look at his entrance. Ultimate Warrior entrance is insane. Surprised you guys didn't like...
I missed wrestling.
Did you?
Entirely.
Me too.
It's pretty... Honestly, it's pretty good. I gotta say it. He was like intense and his body was good. Like he had a good body, which is talked about. Like physical. You had a good body, good look. It's pretty interesting. It's more interesting than the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Should he walk out?
His walkout was a full sprint. mm-hmm. He would just sprint full in a costume, which it just looks fucking nuts. Like... I just think that's like,
the added footsteps.
I think like thinking of like this with a crackhead is really fun.
They added sounds.
They added the Minecraft sounds.
That's cool. So he didn't have what was his deal in the ring? Did he not have good moves?
Yeah, his moves. And then like they'd bring him out to like talk, and like he'd always talk like that, and it got really boring.
Oh.
And like they tried to bring him into like WCW and he came out and like did that, like in the demons of the skies of a thousand nightmares I am. And people are like, what?
Was WCW more of like a hard edge?
Story? I think, I don't know if I could be wrong. I mean, this is like a Zach Amico question.
Real badass guys?
Yeah, they had like, they stole WWE's heat when Vince McMahon got like his ego got humongous and then he fucked over Bret Michaels. Who was the hitman, and like he lost a lot of the fan base. I think I could be totally wrong, but then I don't know. There was just kind of like the Hulk Hogan thing got stale, and Doink the Clown got weird, and they like lost what they were. They lost the sauce, and then WCW popped up out of nowhere, and then Ted Turner was like, "Look, we're gonna go head to head on Monday night," and then they had this like degeneration, sort of like literally NWO. Came into WCW and they started to steal stars one by one, and then WCW overtook WWE for a little while. And then they had to slowly rebuild with like The Rock and Stone Cold. And
how did WWE come back? Was it The Rock and Stone Cold?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what were The Rock and Stone Cold doing prior to that? Were they just not wrestlers?
They were like, it's weird when you find out they were like a bunch of other wrestlers. Like Stone Cold Steve Austin was like a blonde haired cowboy guy.
Uh-huh.
I could be wrong, but I think he was with Billy Gunn or something, and he was like a...
I see. Ultimate Warrior's kind of energy doesn't translate to this.
Yes.
Being in the center of an arena. On camera, in the tight quarters, but this is not...
Yeah, he looks like a guy who broke into the ring.
Yeah.
Like a cokehead who broke into the ring, literally.
Some of his movements are like a female drug addict.
Yes.
With the little booty shaking.
Yes.
And the hips, the tight walking, those short steps.
If you told him that, though, he'd be screaming at you and talking about
I wouldn't want that
shadow smoke. Vampires.
But That's yeah. So that's interesting. That there's sort of other wrestlers waiting in the wings to be sort of pulled forth,
yes.
like Stone Cold and The Rock.
And sometimes it's not always like the biggest guys or uh-huh. like, you know, like the muscle fatigue was incredible. And then it became like the giant and big guys. But then there were like the Mexican guys that came out of nowhere. And like Eddie Guerrero and stuff like that. And like, what's the one with the mask?
Oh, wow. He died at 54. Wow. My goodness. Rest in peace, Ultimate Warrior.
He was 27 in that?
He died at 27. He had such big muscles, he died at 27.
There was too big.
Yes.
There were shadow nightmares of 1,000 desires.
Sting.
Sting, yeah. They ran like the Crow. They ran like movie lines and subplots. You remember when Tommy Blotcher from Metalocalypse wrote for WWE?
No.
And he told us like, you could write stuff that's fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like basically like our writer's room. Like I'm honestly shocked that they haven't run like a, like, it's Hitler! Hitler's here! Like, he's slain, blind, and blind. Like,
Rammstein song?
Yeah, and he comes out and it's just straight up, I'm Adolf Hitler's nephew. Fuck you. Too old. And all. Like, I'm honestly, genuinely shocked that hasn't happened.
Mm.
It could be. Honestly, is
That'd
there.
That'd be so fucking awesome.
I thought when you were doing the boxing, that mm-hmm. you were going to get a phone call from the WWE.
Oh, shit.
To be like a big heel. That's what they call it, a heel.
That would be fun.
And be like, all right, you're going to come in and you're going to just say like crazy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I'll bet you $100 they pitch.
Damn.
Like, or like, I don't know.
That's some of the most fun I've ever had is acting like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does play to your strengths.
Because they didn't, I mean, it's the thing, that my favorite thing that, you know, is that I like performing for people who aren't fans. Like, yeah. It's just way better.
Okay.
It's way more exciting. It's just more funny.
To you, yes.
To me. And
enjoyable.
The Candyman thing, like, there's very few demographics that are further from me than, like, European kid who's into influencer boxing.
Yeah.
So it was just a lot of fun.
Well, it's like.
Being Candyman.
I still can't believe you keep that fucking ringer.
Oh, yeah, the Rocky ringer?
The Rocky ringer. Hey, man, fuck it. It's like a little jazzy tune. Motherfucker.
Mm.
Yeah, actually, I wish you'd be there if she'd give him blowjobs. But, like, yeah, no, like a Eurotrash Conor McGregor fan who loves, like, I don't fucking know.
His mobile phone.
And, you know, Jake Paul parties.
Armani Exchange.
Yeah. Vodafone.
Yeah.
And.
The Audi A3.
Yeah,
it's my dream car.
1,000 horsepower Audi A3 on Isle of Man.
Not even like a fucking stock Audi A3. Did you see the CEO of Bugatti got a Volkswagen R32? The guy that invented Rimac cars. Type in CEO of Bugatti Rimac, Rimac.
What's Rimac?
Mate Rimac is the CEO of Bugatti, and he's the guy that created Rimac electric cars, I think. But he like recently got a Volkswagen R32.
He should take it back.
And he was showing it on YouTube, and he's like, "This car was so cool."
What?
I know, it's pretty cool.
What's wrong with him?
I mean, I like it. I dig it. But this
really?
Right here.
Is it all wheel drive?
But I actually bought this car because
yeah.
Is it
people saying they have a Porsche?
No, well, I like this guy who's a, he's in charge, he runs Bugatti,
and
he's such an enthusiast that he went and got this little shitter.
There is something ultimately purist about it. It's just, how could you be that far off?
You really have to love cars, I guess.
Yeah. The Volkswagen is just such a fucking shitbox.
I do hate this car.
The R32, even good ones that are like well-tuned, like the early new speed ones.
Make sure you're on the mic, Nick.
Yeah, the new speed R32s, even from like the MK4 or MK3 new speed. But a theme wrestler would be the coolest thing ever.
I know.
Like, just shut up! Because they like talk shit to fans on the way out, like heels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, let's just be honest. Let's be completely honest. Are you telling me it wouldn't be funny to have a guy who calls himself Hitler's nephew, mm-hmm. and his name is like Tim Hitler?
Yeah.
And he's like, shut up, Megan. Just like walking down the aisle, like the entryway. He's like, get out of here, you fucking lover. Like, that's what they do. Like, that's what they do. They like walk down the aisle.
Yeah.
And they'll yell at little kids and shit.
Yeah.
Kids will be like, boo. And they'll be like, fuck you. Like little kids, they'll like tip over kids in wheelchairs and shit. Mm-hmm. That's what wrestlers do. Mm-hmm. They'll body slam grandmas.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you could do so many things.
Yeah.
You could have like Ben Shapiro like yelling at him. He's like, yeah, ripping his yarmulke off. Shut up. Worship my, lick my boots. Having like daggers and shit. Check that out. It'd be so funny. And I feel like Vince McMahon would be like, yes. Absolutely.
District is investigating one of its teachers after this video.
I'll let this kid do his thing.
Ah, damn it.
Showing the teacher, Mr. Kevin Bean, moonlighting as a wrestler known as Blitzkrieg, the German juggernaut. The controversy around the teacher's side gig centers around this gesture in the video. Some say it shows him doing a salute and that young kids in the crowd salute him back.
What those people say that they claim to see. That's now what happened.
Dino Sana is won the matches Blitzkrieg wrestles in. He was scheduled to wrestle in this show.
There's no story as far as the gentleman.
Sana, along with fans who were hoping to catch Blitzkrieg wrestle again, say the wrestler and teacher is being misunderstood.
I think that he's a wrestler. He's an actor, the whole thing.
Hit pause.
Acting.
So he wasn't doing anything.
No.
He was just waving like this.
Yeah. He was just getting a warm feeling.
He didn't take it far enough.
Yeah. There's a window there, Sam.
Yeah.
You have to go through it. It should be like the funniest.
Oh, it is. He does do a sort of, it is an absolute.
But
it's still, it's good
it's just
though.
A character.
He's not in good enough shape though.
He's no, he's well, yeah.
He should be like blonde, like a perfect Aryan.
Should
with
look like Tom Platz.
Yeah, it should be look like a 6'5" Tom Platz. Mm-hmm. Go for it, Tim. Go.
All right. I'm on it.
Like milky white skin, like mm-hmm. a uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Your uniform, your finishing move, like makes the guy look like a swastika. You like bend his
they
legs
this like that.
Yeah, yeah. Like you jump up in the air and you land like a swastika.
Oh man, that's funny.
You call it like the Panzer or something.
Damn.
Or the U-boat.
Yeah.
It's like the U-boat. It's like a punch to the nuts or something. Like your cheating move.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man, it would be so good.
I do regret missing wrestling. It does sound awesome.
I missed it. I missed the boat too.
Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite wrestler?
I guess I really liked. I really was into the Steiner brothers because the move, the Frankensteiner, was wild when you were a kid. The Frankensteiner, just the move. It was just such a complex. The guy was like 200 pounds and he could backflip. That was when I was a little kid when they were the Steiner brothers. I liked Legion of Doom, they had shoulder pads with spikes on them that were just like physically was nuts.
Oh, I remember.
This move is nuts.
Damn.
And that guy's like not small. I can't tell you how many times I tried that on my brother.
Whoa.
It's not going to be as good as the Panzer or the U-boat though, Sammy. Trust me.
Damn. That's crazy.
I'll even be your hype man. I'll be like your hype man. I'll be like Herman Goebbels or something. I'm like, I'll put you in a tank. I'll rip your left arm off and I'll put it on your right arm. I'll give you a swim. I'll give you a pass to the swim club. Oh, shut up. It never happened. Like, that would be the funniest shit. Like, I know the way, like, they think. Based on what Tommy Blotcher was saying, like the writing would be like, all right, his grandma's going to be sitting front row. Pull her over the railing by her hair and body slam her into a stairway.
Mm.
For real.
Whoa. Who's the guy that slapped Geraldo?
Oh, I don't know.
Have you ever seen that?
No.
Go to YouTube and type in Geraldo slapped by wrestler. This will make your day right here.
Oh, this is going to be great. Oh, that guy.
David Schultz.
...and fake violence in the wrestling ring led to this real-life brutality.
Oh.
Oh.
That's Geraldo?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that's those are hard shots right there.
I like the unrelenting no holds barred slapping. Those guys, man. I remember when Harley was saying he was going to fight a wrestler. Mm-hmm. And in my head, just knowing what I knew about wrestling, I was like, you can't do that. Like, if you were like, I'm going to box a wrestler, I'd be like, Sam, don't do that.
Mm.
Like, they're all tough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all, even the guy, even Blitzkrieg.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Blitzkrieg would fuck us up.
Mm.
The big, fat school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
He'd probably fuck, like, it's not a joke.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that from, like, years ago. So I remember hearing, like, someone who I thought was like a fat slob.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this guy's a fat fucking slob. He's probably not tough. Yeah. Someone said that to him at a bar. They're like, you fucking wrestlers are fake. Same thing.
Yeah.
He cracked a pool stick like right across a guy's like bridge of his nose and eyes and then bit his nose off. Literally, he goes, I shit you not, grabbed him by the ears and bit his nose off. They're like, they're gone. Billy, there's one guy, an old guy, Harley Race or someone. He looks like Tommy Wood.
Did one you ever guy hear about the time a group of rowdy bikers challenged the legendary Harley Race
Maybe.
And got more than they bargained for. Harley Race, known for his many world wrestling title reigns and his historic Starrcade 1983 match against Ric Flair, had a reputation as tough inside the ring as he was out. Not just a champion, Race was a genuine tough guy with a legendary status that could intimidate the bravest of souls. But back in Eugene, Oregon, a gang of bikers didn't seem to know who they were messing with. They showed up to heckle Race during one of his matches, thinking they could intimidate the wrestling icon. Big mistake. Race, never one to back down from a challenge, invited the biggest and baddest biker into the ring for a showdown. What happened next? Harley Race broke the biker's nose and choked him out cold right in the middle of the ring. Legend has it, the biker even lost control of his bodily functions. So let this be a lesson. Even if you are big,
they point guns at people and shit, like loaded revolvers and shit at like bartenders. They beat the shit out of people. Like, it's like,
damn, oh my God.
Yeah, like, the lore of wrestling is the best in the world.
I did know that. I mean, I've caught enough clips of the story, the podcast stuff to know that there really isn't better lore.
Yeah, like, the NFL guys that hung out with the 79 or 78 Raiders hung out with the Hells Angels and used to, like, drink all night and do coke and then go play all day.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you know, Lawrence Taylor used to do coke and fucking, you know, fuck all night. But mm-hmm. I don't really care about that. I want to hear about, like, three guys going out they used to drink all night, do coke, lift all day. They would lift
mm-hmm.
and then go wrestle. And then when I heard The Undertaker saying, like, yeah, in 2000, I finally started making, like, $1 million a year. And I'm like, dude, you were The Undertaker in, like, 1992. You were only making, like, $1 million at, like, you know what I mean? You had toys. You had...
Yeah.
You were the fucking Undertaker. You were like the third biggest Halloween costume my entire childhood.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, we'd work like 278 nights a year or 300 nights a year.
Holy shit.
And I was like, what? Imagine like me and you fighting for 40 minutes 300 times a year.
Yeah.
And then I go drink every night and do coke.
On the road.
On the road and wake up and lift. Hey, you going to meet me at the gym? Yeah, I'll meet you.
Damn,
and then man. You have to maintain like a 300-pound physique,
mm-hmm.
so you have to eat like a fucking horse.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's so fucking crazy.
You'd be so like blown out, like you know, it's like, and you do it for 20 years, like Ric Flair. I mean, who the fuck's doing that?
Damn,
yeah,
I like Ric Flair.
He's great. Yeah, Ric Flair's probably my favorite. Honestly, Ric Flair's probably my favorite.
Wow, wow, man.
But like, they would.
Yeah.
Like that Shawn Michaels told like Vince McMahon like fuck you and like threw like rock, like the papers at him. He's like fuck you. And they were like holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just nuts. It's nuts.
It's awesome. It's an awesome world. It's like a glitch that it exists.
Yes.
Like it doesn't make sense that's allowed to exist.
I feel like that's how bikers should be.
Mm.
Like, if we had an internal United States militia mm-hmm. that other countries were scared of,
mm-hmm.
they should be scared of pro wrestlers, like, mm-hmm. level of, like, hey, man, I'm not going there. Like, we're scared of Russians because of the mob, right?
Yeah.
Like, the reality of, like, your average American being like, oh, yo, watch out for the Russians. They're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're scared of, like, you know, Afghanistan because of like the ISIS fighters, but like, you know, I don't
if you're gonna have a gang like that,
yeah,
you should do it. Should be like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like Vince McMahon, however he skirted the laws, should be running the Hell's Angels. We should have like privatized 1% of biker clubs, covering the backs of the United States citizens.
There should be toys. There should be Hell's Angels toys.
Yes,
like you, and you should like pick your favorite one too.
Yeah. I like Bucky.
Yeah.
And it's just like, get on it. It's just like it can only uphand women.
Yeah.
like you hit a button and like condoms fall out of his pocket.
There's pass around girl toys. Yeah. So it's like the slut.
She can just cover her bad teeth.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Kino waitress.
Yeah.
That's her archetype is Kino waitress. Sharon the Kino waitress. She has like little tit tats that you can only put them on her tits.
Mm-hmm.
Like you press her ass cheeks and like Poison plays or something like that, like Guns N' Roses songs. And her only action is bending over or like laying on her back and opening her legs. She's got like one button on her back. It's like, that's the toy.
Harder, harder.
Like the other action is just like a just uphanding a woman. That's so fucking
goo goo.
Yeah.
Crazy sound.
Oh yeah,
it's a Hanna-Barbera compilation right there.
Did you hear that there's a do you believe in space?
Yeah, but not to the point where I would bother to defend it.
There's a Harvard University professor, Harvard study, that says there's a mothership on the way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming here so aggressively that it'll be here in November. And they're saying it's angry.
Uh-oh. The angry mothership is coming?
What? Look up like Harvard, mothership, Harvard University professor. There we go. I don't know. Yeah, that's the one. Harvard scientists. Manhattan. It's always Manhattan sized, also.
Harvard astrophysicist Avi Loeb suggested in a new paper that the object could be an intelligently directed alien craft observing Earth with possibly hostile intentions.
If that's not the... with possibly hostile intentions.
How would they know?
Yeah. Because
like the way it's moving, it's looming, it's hovering like this. It has like a, you know, when you get angry, you're like,
it's screaming.
That's what the mothership's doing.
Look, they look through like a telescope and they're like, look, it's right there. It's just like a, like a,
yeah.
I like this kind of stuff, though, coming from, like, space. This is the same thing of, like, there's another meteorite with 40 billion trillion worth of gold diamonds that are going to be save the world.
Well, that's enough to make everybody rich.
Well, we can finally be rich with diamonds when we harvest them from the meteorite.
I don't see a flaw with that logic. I think if we had, if you gave everybody basically a shipping container worth of gold on the Earth.
We could just spend it.
You could just spend it.
Everybody would be able to spend the gold.
Yeah,
that's the way economics work.
You could buy healthcare. How much gold does healthcare cost?
Not a shipping container's worth.
Nope.
Maybe a couple of handfuls.
So you could basically buy any house you wanted.
Easy.
Around the block.
Maybe a recycling bin full of gold.
Yep.
That's how many recycling bins fit in a shipping container.
Many.
Yeah. That's a big house.
This is a lot of gold. That's coming out. They also, the Large Hadron Collider, they turned lead into gold.
Oh, good.
Which
alchemy.
That's the
basis and the need for
turning lead into gold.
How can we turn lead into gold? We should do it when no one knows at night after everybody leaves and they turn the security cameras off so that we can keep the gold.
They do some funny stuff over there.
They do over there?
They're having fun, Nick.
The CERN dance?
They're doing a dance, they're doing a fashion show party.
Can you go there?
We should. We could ride a motorcycle on that It's a motorcycle circuit. It's like Yatabe testing grounds.
I would love to go in there and they call me, and you just call me Spills.
I would make them call me Sir.
You'd make them call you Sir. I'm like, that's my friend Sir, but then this is my buddy Spills.
Yeah.
And all I would do is spill soda everywhere and drop bags of M&Ms constantly.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Just like backpacks full of small, loud candies constantly spilling. Yeah. Oh, shit, sticky. Just like high liability Geneva.
You just fill it with sugar,
like ball bearings,
sugar and ball bearings.
Sugar coated ball bearings. I like they feel. I like how they feel when they're coming out of my asshole. Just like licking my, eating like barbecue wings and shit.
Were those? You remember those cake decorations? Bullets?
Yeah.
First of all, were those edible?
I think they were, but I don't. That's got to be
bullet cake decorations.
Just gonna show bullets.
So do silver, type silver.
Silver cake decorations?
Yeah, this is one of those things that made me mad as a kid. Yeah, right here.
Mm-hmm.
Silver draggies. The fuck? Go back, Chris. The right there, edible silver draggies. What is a draggie? The first one. What is a draggie?
McCall's made them. They're BBs.
What the hell is this? Glazing agent, gold, silver. E174, E171, E172, E100, E102, E55.5.
Shellac?
I don't like this.
Wow, glazing agent is shellac E904. That's insane.
This is not good. But I used to see these as a kid. It pissed me off when I was a little kid. It confused me seeing these in the supermarket and wondering if they're edible. And if they're not edible, why would people be putting them on a cake?
Pissing you off.
It made me mad, man. I remember probably three times I saw that.
Did you have a pellet gun when you were a kid?
No.
Not even close to being able to be allowed to have
it. No way.
Yeah. Never. I'll bet you in Wilton that was like, if you had a pellet gun, you were
a bad.
You were Macaulay Culkin and the good son.
Yeah.
They're like, get that fucking kid away from everybody.
Yeah.
They'd probably scream at the top of their lungs if they saw a pellet gun.
Yes.
My parents were like that. They were like, no pellet guns. Mm-hmm. But every third kid had one.
Yeah.
And we loved like Copperhead. Mm-hmm. We'd go to Walmart and get like it would be the most fun. The wrist, remember wrist rockets?
Oh, yeah.
Did you know what wrist rockets is, Chris?
No.
I wanted a slingshot really bad, and that was an issue because I could not have one.
That thing, wrist rocket, that thing right
there. There was no way I was going to get one of those.
I had one, and you'd put fucking ball bearings in them, and there was all the stories in the world like, oh, dude, one killed a lady, fucking shot a window, hit her in the head, temple, hit her right in the temple, killed her.
Mm-hmm.
But they were, those things were fucking bad news, man.
Yeah. My life probably would have gone differently had I gotten one of these.
You can imagine killing cats. Yeah. Like, that's like what's going on. Like, the capabilities are undeniable with slingshots.
Yeah, that's not something you want to mess with right there.
But when you saw the BBs, you were like, oh, those are copper. Those should be Copperhead.
I don't know, man. It just made me mad that they would make a cake decoration that looked inedible. And I couldn't get a straight answer out of my mom if they were. I don't even remember if I asked her if they were edible. What is this psycho doing here? What is this psychotic
person? I tied my ponytail three times this morning. Oh, well, look at that
thing.
Oh,
my God. Yeah, you don't want to mess with that.
You ever see, they cut down trees with those things in the Philippines.
Jeez.
Cutting down a tree with it, wow.
Is that, I mean, what's the, how much kinetic energy is in a really powerful slingshot? Can you go to Grok or ChatGPT?
Damn good question.
How much kinetic energy is in a really powerful, commercially available slingshot that shoots ball bearings versus a 38 caliber revolver bullet? This thing needs to hurry up. I don't need to listen. This special effect where it writes it all out. All fancy.
Playing with you.
I don't need that. I can just.
You're right. I think it's 1/10.
Is it 1/10?
Yeah, you were close. Basically, 283 to 25. That's 10%. So 1/10, or a little under a tenth.
1/7 to 1/10. Yeah, you don't want to get hit with that shit. That's potentially lethal, right there. You don't want to mess with that. You can't have a kid having one of those.
Like 10-year-old kids.
Good grief. How is it How is it? Is kinetic energy exponential? Just type that. Linear with respect to mass, exponential with respect to velocity.
What would exponential mean in that case?
It means if you double the velocity, it goes up more than double.
Oh,
because it's v squared. So if v goes from
compounds.
If v goes from 2 to 4, that v squared goes from. It changes from 4 to 16.
So it opens up like a.
So it just
like
goes
that.
Higher. It goes higher and higher. Like that, when you add velocity, your kinetic energy is going up exponentially. Okay, so that's why it's only 1/10. That's crazy. Very interesting. I wonder why it doesn't do that with mass.
Well, is it because like isn't it like if you throw a bot like you can only go so fast like jumping out of a plane? You can only go so fast.
Well, I mean, it's interesting that if you increase the mass, it doesn't go up exponentially. It goes up linearly. That's just interesting to me. Spooky. Spooky stuff, guys. Don't use slingshots to play. We don't do that.
Unless we're being attacked.
Unless you're being attacked by
police. Congressman.
They should have had a wrestler who's like the slingshotter.
Just hitting people right in the eye, point
yeah,
blank.
Yeah, yeah. Like his finishing move is just when they're on the ground, holding it to their head.
It's like just kicking, like blood coming out of their eye and shit.
Are there wrestlers? Can you look up? Are there any?
Erwin R. Scheister, IRS.
Oh my gosh.
IRWIN. Erwin R. Scheister.
That's these guys were brilliant. They were at the top of their game with the humor. This is unbeatable. You don't even try. You shouldn't even try to beat this if you're trying to be funny.
Like,
oh my god. How long did he last?
Not long.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's hard to watch.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, this is that was when like things started to get a little silly. I think. Uh-huh. I think they like lost the plot in like 91, 2, maybe 3. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then like out of nowhere, it started to get like people were like, oh, what's this other one?
Yeah.
And then like Ric Flair and Sting went over there. It was weird how much there was intercrossing.
Where were Ric Flair and Sting from?
I think they're like all wrestling was really like I did a couple of shows down south with JWJ and like I did a couple with, you know,
it was just everywhere.
Yeah.
And there was just, it was like telephone companies in the 1800s. There was just like fucking 50 of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Like in the 90s, like
a working agreement between the IWE and the AWA.
Yeah.
It's just like 50 wrestling organizations.
Go to like when he was like, go down more, like when he was like yeah. NWA. And then All Japan. See, like, the same time
as NWA. That's just crazy. Fuck, man.
And they'd go to Japan a lot.
New Japan Pro Wrestling?
Yeah, it's...
Wow. This is the IWGP. This is wild. This is so much lore for one guy as well. This Wikipedia article. There's like a... This is skimming the surface... You know, there's like 10 times as this is Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
This is Wikipedia. Holy shit. And we're not even halfway through the article. And this is one guy.
Yeah.
Yo, wrestling is, it's.
Wrestling's the shit.
They got stories in there, man.
And then they say like this, people who, like kayfabe and people who understand it. Hulk Hogan was, I think Triple H was saying, Vince McMahon says he can count on one hand how many people actually understood wrestling. Under 5 out of all these people, they just don't get it. And I was like, what am I missing? Because there's no way I'd be in this conversation. Like, I think I get it. Like, there was like, suppose like Bret Hart got fired by Vince McMahon and Bret Hart spit in Vince McMahon's face, like for real. And he was like, fuck you, you're out of here. And then they killed his brother and shit. They say like they might have killed his brother. Like, Owen Hart died. He fell. It was like a malfunction. But it was like 9/11 where you saw it happen before. They were like, someone fell from the rope and cracked their neck because of a miss. And I don't know. It was like a lot of like messages being sent to people. Like sending a message is when someone's like backstage, someone's like fucking with your shit. They like to play pranks. And then you'd send a message when you were in the ring with someone, you'd like Andre the Giant hated someone, so he shit on them.
What is sending a message?
Sending a message is like, say Chris in the office was like lowering your chair or something, right? Mm-hmm. Like to fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But we all wrestled.
Mm-hmm.
But we all understood, like, go easy. Go hard, but to go easy.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you were wrestling, you fucking gave him, like, a real shot right in the balls as hard as you could.
That's sending a message?
Sending a message. Like, okay. You really fuck with him.
Yeah.
And, like, someone was fucking with Andre the Giant, I guess.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, yeah? And then he shit all over a guy in the stage, in the ring.
In the ring?
In the ring.
During a show?
During a match. Shit on a guy. Andre the Giant. French shit.
I'm assuming that's not a video.
Look up Andre the Giant shits on a guy. It's real. I'd kill myself right there. I'd be like, give me a gun! Give me a gun! And I'd put it in my mouth, I'd blow my head off. Diarrhea match.
What?
Oh, wow, it's on tape. I can't believe that. What? Was it right there? Did he just shit like in the last like 1 second? I think he shit literally in the last like one.
He looks like he's about to have diarrhea.
Thank you for posting this. I've never seen him in a red singlet.
Who cares about the shit? Someone said bad news Brown when Andre the Giant took a shit on me.
What? He had diarrhea and plus he was drinking too. So he gets into the ring there and Bam Bam was my partner and he shoots me across the ring and he says, oh, big ass. Boss, you don't just call anybody boss, right? And he gives it to me, and all of a sudden everything went. You know, I'm like laying in the corner, and he just let go, and it's all over me. And I fell out the ring, and I'm like, I'm about to puke, you know. And so I left. We're in the bull ring in Mexico, and I went up the stairs, and like you go up the stairs, and there are people lined along the line there, and they're cursing me and everything, and they're going like, wow, what is this smell, you know?
Yeah.
And it was me, and I went in, and I didn't take off my boots or nothing. I went in and just jumped in the shower, everything on it. Just, and, you know, I felt sorry for the guy. I mean, he was just sick. That's all. I just let it go, you know?
Sorry. Oops. Chris, I did not mean to shit all over you.
Disgusting.
Did he knock him out first?
No, I think Big Butt was when he said sent him into the corner, that's an Irish whip. That's when they like whip you. And then the guy's like, ugh. And then Big Butt, I think, is when he runs at him, turns and like puts his ass. Like if I like ran at you and like put my ass on your chest. But when he did that, he shit all over him as well.
Oh, no.
Big Butt.
Big Butt.
Nick, Big Butt. Ah! Like.
Oh, that's fucking disgusting.
That's disgusting.
He was
bro.
Sick.
Yo.
Yeah.
I'm going to start saying Big Butt before I take a cigarette. I have fucking diarrhea everywhere.
To yourself?
Yeah.
Big Butt. Big Butt. Sam, what? Big Butt.
Yo, that's fucking not good.
No, that's not good, dude. I'm thinking about the time now. Like, I was really shocked you didn't get a call for wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Would you have done it?
I don't have the athleticism for it.
That's fair, because I don't think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Jake Paul, no, what's the other
Logan,
Paul?
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul's pretty good at it.
Yeah.
They say he's got, like, a pretty good knack for it,
mm-hmm.
and he's not bad.
Yeah.
It's, like, impressive to see him, like, go from whatever the fuck he was to, like, climbing the ropes and doing hard moves and shit.
For sure, for sure.
I'll bet you he's tougher than people think, too,
mm-hmm.
now because of, like, getting roughed up pretty bit. Oh, well.
CJ's links? You got any links, CJ?
No, it's just the
juice. The juice in Uganda.
Yeah.
Poor bastards, man. They couldn't catch a break. No, see, they step one where they were off, the Jews in Uganda. They were playing by the rules. They should have known that the rules don't get you anywhere.
What happened to the Jews in Uganda?
They became and then they tried to become Israeli citizens, I think. They're just like, nah, you're black.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're black. Bye.
It's not that you're black. It's just that you're from. So I didn't, listen, you got to go.
It's not the right form of Judaism. We don't think it's for you. This form of Judaism is not for you.
Here's a test. It's like the fucking Mensa entry test. Oh, you didn't pass it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's just our religious scripture.
Yeah, you gotta know a lot about science and biology and all that, and like, you know.
It's hard. It's hard for people like you. I would try a different thing.
I would try Buddhism.
That's funny.
Madonna passed.
Is Madonna dead?
No.
Madonna passed the test.
Yeah. Oh. Madonna, she got it right away. She aced it.
Yeah.
Who else is a convert?
Is Madonna's not a convert?
Isn't she?
Is she?
Kabbalah?
Is Madonna genetically?
No, she's Italian, but.
What's her last name?
DeChicco.
DeChicco? Madonna. What a disgusting ghoul. What a disgusting ghoul.
She's a ghoul.
Converts are called giritizdik, righteous proselytes. Yo, Tom Arnold. Oh. Yo, Zoe Deschanel. God.
Drew Barrymore.
What a letdown. What a sickening.
Marilyn Monroe.
Sickening ass shit. Converted when she married Arthur Miller. What
all
a
chicks.
What a of life.
Connie Chung admitting she cheated on Maury Povich, which is really funny.
That's old school.
Yeah, she's like this. Yeah, I cheated on you. Fuck you.
What's Connie Chung up to nowadays?
Sucking cock. She's probably in the Hamptons.
Or getting
fucking railed. Like, oh yeah, fuck me hot. Oh yeah.
Connie Chung. Looky what we have here.
Oh, she's got the same birthday as me? Fuck.
Ching Chang Chung.
She's horny.
She's 78, Nick.
She's righteous.
She was married to Maury Povich.
That age like Ryan.
That's crazy.
Is she still married? She's still married to Maury Povich.
Really?
Yep.
No way.
Yeah.
Good. What a world.
Always with an Asian.
He's got to have it.
I watched the Jerry Springer documentary recently, too, that came out. It's pretty good.
How was that?
Good.
Senator with
Pence. Made Jerry look like the man.
You like prostitutes?
He was a news guy before he was.
Wasn't he a mayor? Senator?
In Chicago.
Yeah.
I think they made him honorary mayor after the success of his show.
They were like, wow, this is cool.
This guy's great.
Yeah, the girl with the red. Can you stand up, please? Yeah, fuck you, you fucking fat red stop sign ass bitch. Fuck your mother.
Yeah, he was ran for House of Representatives.
He was an Army reservist. He saw combat.
Yeah, lots of combat. He's just talking to fucking the Vietnamese and like fucking each other and shit.
Elected to city council, resigned from city council after admitting to soliciting a prostitute, and then ran for office in 75, winning by a landslide. Reelected twice thereafter, considered a gonzo politician with stunts such as staying a night in jail and commandeering a bus after the city took over bus service. Wow. So he had an eye for theater. He was really getting the show going.
He paid a prostitute with a check.
Yeah,
that's his like
his claim to fame. That's how he got started.
Yeah, that's he's like, watch this.
Wow,
I love pussy. I love paying pussy properly. How old is he? Wow, he's fucking old. He's born in London.
Crazy.
Oh, he died. I didn't know he died.
Yeah, he died a while back there.
Oh.
Interesting stuff.
All right. Yeah, have you ever looked into, you guys have been into audio now. You guys are big into audio. Not speakers,
we're big
though.
Audio guys.
Big
we're,
audio guys.
We're really into it.
Mm-hmm.
We're letting, it's a sort of a hobby that's taken over.
And I was wondering, I always have wondered this. It was truly like a natural, how much does a high-end audio system cost for a car?
Uh-huh.
A real high-end.
Yeah.
Like I'm spending to the limit.
Yeah.
And I found out.
Did this guy do it?
System in my Porsche cost. Start with the mid-range. These are the Akiton Automotive 3.5s, and they go for $4,300.
Oh,
the
fuck.
The are the Moondorf U80s, and these go for $850.
Ugh.
My volume knob is the Helix Conductor, and this goes for $200. Mid bass is in the kicks, and I am using the Accuton Automotive 6.5s, which go for $4,300. For my source, I am using the File M11 Plus, which goes for about $700. And I also upgraded the factory head unit, and this radio goes for about $1,000. Front, I have a 10-inch SB Acoustic subwoofer behind this carpet, and that was about $300. The rear subwoofer is the Acoustic Elegance 15, and this was about $500. For the amplification, I have 4 Moscone amplifiers. Each of these amplifiers costs $1,400. For my DSP, I have the Helix Pro Mark III, which is about $1,400.
It's 28 grand, 29 grand.
Fuck. That's
retarded.
Isn't that awesome? You should put that in the Dodge.
Fuck. The radio just busted out today.
Did it?
Yeah.
Now you know what you got to do.
Yeah.
I have a guy for that.
That truck is not. It's beyond.
A radio is not expensive.
I don't even.
I have it in the van, the Sprinter van.
I'm not ready for it.
The first time I've ever given someone a budget and they came in under budget and they didn't fuck me.
Yeah.
I was like, I'd spend like $1,200 to have a good radio and speakers put in this like shitty van one, like mm-hmm. a new head unit and all that. Like, I want, like, 6x9s and tweeters and phone and all that shit. He's like, yeah. He's like, I got it done for $800. Here you go.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa.
Nice. Thank you.
So you can like, upgrade.
I'm not ready for a commitment like that.
No?
No. The RAM can't be done.
You can listen to all the old country that you like.
There's no way to fix that thing. I just sing it. I sing the country and the blues to myself while I'm driving.
I'm kissing on my lady, and I'm going to the party, and I'm going to...
And dog
eating on some corn, and I'm blowing on the horn, and I'm watching some gay porn, and and I like that band Lorne.
Yeah, you know
Lorne, the
Lorne Shore.
No, Lorne is that song. Like, look up Lorne. It's like the TikTok song. It's like just Lorne, L-O-R-N. And I like that song Lorne.
I remember this video.
Really?
Yes.
When was this? Oh, 15.
$99 million views. Whoa. Oh, no.
I need braids.
Fuck.
I want to take steroids, and then I want to photograph myself and play Lorne. What would you do to the Lorne song, Sam?
Probably a real serious night drive.
Yeah?
Kavinsky style.
What kind of car?
The Ram.
No radio.
No radio.
Chris,
just hum the melody.
Wow, that's a pretty big budget for a music video for this song. And I listen to the Lorne, and I'm like, Chris, what would you do to Lorne?
Turn it off.
This is really funny, man. This is like when Americans become Indian men. We do things to Lorne. I do the fine, I do it myself format. Fine, I'll do it myself. She's good looking, isn't she? She's pretty good looking, though, isn't she?
What's the? Can you ask ChatGPT what's the song where the video, the girl is like walking towards the camera with a baseball bat and wearing varsity clothing? Oh, yeah. Infinity.
Sleigh bells.
Can you look up that video? I just want to see it again.
I saw them here.
Yeah.
Them play here at the...
Is this the girl from Sleigh Bells?
Yeah. This is tough to watch live.
Does she do the moves live?
It's the most like... Yep, that's who I saw. This was one of the worst shows I've ever seen live in my life.
Really?
Yes. I couldn't believe it. I didn't know it was like, I thought it was going to be like Crystal Castles or something. I don't know why, but.
Yeah.
Ugh. How many views does this have?
3.5 million, which I thought it would be more. I thought this was like a, but this is before TikTok.
Yeah.
The Acid Rain, that's a TikTok song, right?
Yeah. TikTok will blow the views up, right?
Yeah.
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Live podcast. Full access to all episodes and more, visit mde.tv.